This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's going on in America and around the world? This is the Daily Doug Steffen Good Day program. Mitch McFadden.
Yes, exactly. That's the controls in our studio in Washington.
And let's see, who else is it's Jennifer Jorn, who's
in makes me sound like you're in
works both ways.
Can't do it with Ken. Yeah. No, Ken's okay.
Boring.
All right, so, let's see, who could be Stug Deffen.
Doug.
I actually like it. Cool.
Porn name.
Okay, let's not get into that. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Paula Deen back in the news. Jennifer's got that story later in the hour with a television report here on Good Day. Meanwhile, the story of the United States bombing the Kardashian group. Oh, wait a minute. It's not the Kardashian group.
They should, though.
It's the Kardashian group. This is an Islamic group of militants, yet another new group.
We have a reality show.
The Kardashians are next.
The Kardashian or Kardashian group was hit by missiles yesterday because the United States says that they are in the final stages of plotting an attack against the United States of America.
I think it's the cortisol.
You think it's the Corazon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that doesn't sound as good as Kardashian. Richie,
no, it doesn't.
Here's what I don't understand.
If it's the Kardashians, what do you
We're
not
all relatively smart people, wouldn't you say? I mean, relatively.
Yeah,
relatively.
Everybody, yeah. Speaking
At this table, we're all relatively smart.
Right.
And we
you
are
put
all
them in
relatively...
levels? No, wait, hold on just a second.
No, I
let's
don't.
Say, let's say with all four of us, let's you tell us, like, you would be number one, okay?
Of
Who
course.
Comes after you? And
there's no
be...
more room after I'm at the one. Duh.
All right. Keep
I mean,
going.
We're all relatively like ingrained in news, correct?
Yeah, we know what's going on.
Okay.
Have and if we don't, we make
this...
it up.
Have we ever heard of this group before?
Nope.
And we're bombing the heck out of them.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, military-industrial complex times three today. It's the third time today this has come up. We find more people every day to bomb so that we can kill more civilians and have more people hate us around the world.
This is an interesting group, though, because they're not worried about Assad in Syria. They're not worried about Iraq. They're well, hey, listen, this is what I heard in the news. They are specifically interested in targets in the West.
Uh-huh.
And so they kind of take some of the best and the brightest when it comes to the bomb making. Uh-huh. And they were in their final stage of development and into training, and that's why they went after them, because they felt that they were...
But it was a secret before.
Well, I'm sure there's lots of secrets we don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
right.
It's up to you to decide whether this is some fantasy that they're just pulling the wool over your eyes and figuring out a way to make more bombs and take tax money out of your pocket, or whether this is an actual threat.
All right. Thank you, Rich, for explaining it.
I'm here to help, Doug.
Yeah, I know you are. Thanks. That's good. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Rich or Jennifer or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. So the situation in Ferguson, Missouri haunts some people's minds today because there was a fire there yesterday, which certainly created new resentment over the shooting of Michael Brown. The blaze burnt down the Michael Brown Memorial that had been built in Ferguson. And, of course, it was one of those, oh, it was just an accident kind of a thing. Who's buying that? Raise your hands, please.
There was a bunch of candles. That's part of the...
That went down, yeah.
Yeah, what is up with you today?
I don't know.
Wow.
I'm just, I'm going to, well, here's why.
Are you
going
to take every single story and go, no, this isn't really what happened?
Maybe. Might be. I'll have that prerogative. Thank you. After all, it is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Well, let's get this straight. The terrorist group that we've attacked doesn't really exist. They just made it up.
No, I told you. No, it's the Kardashians.
The Kardashians. And the Michael Brown Memorial was... what didn't accidentally burn down because of the candles.
And the Ebola epidemic doesn't exist.
And the Ebola, okay.
That's a hard one to work around.
Yeah, that's a hard sell.
Okay, let's go to the report from Ferguson, where there were a number of protests last night because of the fire and because of other things. And by the way, as an aside, the Ferguson police are now wearing cameras. All the police are wearing cameras. Do you know that?
Good.
All of them were.
I think it's actually good protective for the cops, too, don't
you? Yeah. No, it works both ways.
It's cover my butt.
Yeah, right. All right, so keep going, Richie, with the report, will you please?
Yeah.
Push that button.
We've been hit the last 10 to 15 minutes, have not heard any gunshots. However, the people we talked to here in the streets tell us that a short time ago they did hear gunshots and warned us that there are some people out here on the streets who are armed. Let me tell you about what's happening right now. Across the street from the business that was looted, about 5 minutes ago, a group of about 15 police officers, Ferguson, St. Louis County, and Highway Patrol, walked across the street to talk with a group of about 30 or 40 protesters who had gathered across the street. They've been over there talking with them. The crowd has continued to chant while the police are there. There are some police or news camera lights illustrating a little bit of those conversations, but police continue to stand there and try to talk with those members of that crowd, trying to keep them calm. Let me tell you about the business that was looted. At this point, we only find one business looted. It is Beauty Town right over here. The glass on the front door shattered. It looks as if some people tried to get in and may have taken some stuff, but apparently
beauty store.
The looting didn't last very long.
This I got this wig.
It's been looted three times now. When I talked to the owner after the second looting, he told me that the damage to his business and the loss of a product probably totals about $100,000. Let me tell you about why there may be something happening here tonight. Earlier this morning, the memorial that's on the curb at the Canfield Green Apartments to Michael Brown caught on fire. I was out there a couple of hours after. There was a large crowd. There was a lot of tension in the air. There was a lot of anger because that memorial is very important. A symbol of this young man, his life lost, but also about the anger that we've seen bubble up over the way some members of the community have been treated by police. So it was a very important symbol to them, and they were very angry about what happened to it. It was actually a situation that may have been a dangerous one, and there were a number of news media that left. That's an idea of the tension just underneath the surface. So tonight there were reports. Antonio French, alderman from St. Louis, had tweeted that somebody intentionally ran over the memorial that's in the middle of the street there at the Canfield Green Apartments, and people were very angry about that. I may be speculating, but no doubt that the anger from that happening may have bubbled up and led to what happened here tonight.
All right. So I didn't get whether
they destroy businesses.
I don't know.
Because they're stupid.
In their own town. In their own town.
Yeah, in their own neighborhood.
Well, how do we know it was people from town? A lot of the trouble that was started early on were people that weren't from Ferguson at all. But was it the 47 people that were arrested the first couple of days weren't from Ferguson at all?
Could be.
None of them were from Ferguson.
But still, we see this time and time again.
Yep, we do.
I'm mad, and I'm going to destroy one of my neighbor's businesses.
Well, what does it say about our culture, then?
I don't know.
What does it say about the human condition? What does it say about how we are raised? What does it say about our values, our standards, our mores? It says a whole lot about all those things, I think, with those people, not in general, but because we have a loosening, more things are acceptable now than there used to be.
Well, we've had riots and looting since, how far back can you go with that?
Yeah. So if we didn't have
$100,000 now.
Look at all the things we talk. Look at all the headlines today. If we didn't have the human condition, what would we talk about? We'd be talking about Jennifer's hashtag 100 good days. We'd come up with all kinds of good things. And so far, Jennifer's the only one who's added anything. Hashtag 100 good days. Facebook.com/good day. The only person who's added anything good. It was her idea. It's a great idea.
What's
we have 100 days left of the year.
Uh-huh.
Well, actually, now it's now
as
98.
99.
I think, is it 99 or 98? 99.
Well, yesterday was 100. So
how about, wait a second. Let's do it this way. Maybe this will cause more people to pay attention to it. 99 days left in the year. 99 days left. Take one down. Pass it around. Get 98 days left to be found.
Is that good?
Wow, Nipsey Russell made a rhyme.
Very good.
I don't know what is happening here.
Okay.
Very good, Dudley.
You like
can
that?
Can you make another rhyme?
$99. No, I can, actually.
You know what? We should stop while you're ahead.
Why?
Well, just because it's fun.
No, really? All right, here's something. You live in Maine when one...
Mostly
you only
on
have...
the plane.
Okay, wait a second.
Wishing for some rain.
In Spain.
You live in Maine when you only have four spices, salt, pepper, ketchup, and Tabasco.
Did you say pepper?
You live in Maine when Halloween costumes fit over your parka. You live in Maine when you have more than one recipe for mousse. You live in Maine when sexy lingerie is anything flannel with less than eight buttons. You live in Maine when four seasons are winter, still winter, almost winter, and construction. Okay, is that lighting it up enough for you, yeah, Jennifer?
Thank you.
Like
I still can't believe they ransacked the beauty parlor.
Why focus on that, Richie? Let's just be happy it wasn't your wife's beauty parlor. It's 17.
Look, honey, look what I got you.
I'm outraged. Somebody owes me some lipstick.
A comb sitting in a blue vial of goo.
17.
What is that goo anyway?
All right, okay. All right. I may have contributed to this.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent or nurturing a sick child or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you. Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience, so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the THEC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates the DeVry College of New York.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder, because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil, the world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown, leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Valvoline Max Life High Mileage Motor Oil, the first motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown, leaks, deposits, friction, sludge, that kind of stuff. So fortify your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline, the Max Life High Mileage Motor Oil. Make sure the only hill your car goes over is the one on the road ahead. Valvoline, 140 years under your hood. Let's see, who's in my hood? Richie's in my hood. Jennifer's in my hood. Hood. Kenny's in my hood.
In the hood.
And you're in my hood on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I know what boys like. I know what guys want. I know what boys like.
What in the world is this? I like this song.
Great song.
I know what boys like.
I know it's our one-hit wonder song. This group.
I see them.
After listening to this, maybe you'll understand why. Only had one hit. It's a big song, though, from this week in 1982.
Now, if you didn't know any better and I told you this was Blondie, you would believe me. It's not Blondie, so I'm not giving it away.
No.
But you would believe me that this is Deborah Harry and Blondie singing.
Yes, I would.
You could make the argument. If you know the name of this group, you dial us up at 888-302-3684. We'll send you a hit CD with all the one-hit wonder hits on it. Not all of them, but we'll have a good selection. This is I Know What Boys Like. Crank it up, Richie.
I know what guys want. I know what boys like.
This is a new wave band from the hotbed of new wave music, Akron, Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
All the new wave stuff originated. This song jumped onto the Billboard pop charts, as I said, during this week in 1982. So if you know who the one-hit wonder group is here, they're all ladies, you probably can tell that. 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this group. The lead singer's name, Patty Donahue. She gave up her career of waiting on tables in Cleveland to enter the music business. They also recorded the theme for and appeared in the TV series Square Pegs. Remember that, Jen Jen?
Oh, yeah.
Square Pegs.
Yeah.
I Know What Boys Like was featured in an episode of Glee. In the movie I Was a Teenage Zombie. The group only recorded two albums. Lead singer left left the group during the recording of the second album in 84. The lead singer was a heavy smoker, died of lung cancer at the age of 40.
Yikes.
Right?
Wow.
I think that's about as much info as is practically available and necessary. The name of this group, please. 888-302-3684. I never have been able to understand how people who have long careers in the music business as singers can smoke.
How? A lot of them do it on purpose to get that raspy sound.
You remember back in the radio, the radio guys
in the
60s and 70s.
But then, do they not know what it does to their... So, I mean,
they didn't then.
They don't care.
Sinatra always smoked.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, you look at some of the others who are around, it's like any athlete smoking. You don't understand how an athlete can smoke. I don't understand how singers can smoke and expect to. I know the raspy stuff, but, I mean, sooner or later, and probably sooner with most, going to have an effect on your vocal system, your vocal cords.
Well, it's an addiction when you think about it. When singers get started, the places they play.
Yeah. Right.
And even if they don't smoke, they're
around
inhaling it anyway.
Yeah, they're around a lot of it. You're right about that. It's a good observation. Okay, let's move to Mike, who's in Vero Beach. A lot of callers from Vero Beach this week. Hi, Mike. Welcome. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mr. Stephan, and good morning to everybody on the set.
Hi.
Good morning.
Have I ever spoken to you before?
I doubt it. I don't think so.
You doubt it? You wouldn't remember? You mean you wouldn't remember having had a conversation with me?
With you, of course I would.
Oh, geez, come on, Mike. Will you?
Woke up.
All right. So you woke up to the music of "I Know What Boys Like," and when you heard it, what did you think? Yeah, the Waitress is the name of the group. The Waitresses. What did you think? What was going on in your life during this part of the year, 1982?
Studying heavy metal guitar.
Heavy metal guitar.
That's great.
Really? And how did
I got a few friends of mine in the business.
Yeah. You're not in the business, though, yourself.
I'm retired. I'm 62 years old.
That's not old enough to retire. How the heck? Why are you retired? 62? You're just a kid. Come on, Mike. Get a job, will you?
Get back to work.
Get back to work. Hold on a second. We'll get your address and send you a copy of this disc. One-hit wonder groups here.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. So why is eye contact so important? You know, most dogs, with the exception of the larger breeds, are small creatures living in a world that's so much larger than they are. Unless they're encouraged to make eye contact, they may never know that your eyes and face are 5 or 6 feet up in the air. To prove my point, try this. Lie flat on the floor and have someone stand over you. Strange feeling, isn't it? That gives you an idea of what your dog sees from his perspective. People who are upset, possibly correcting or scolding your dog, look like tall, overwhelming ogres, scaring him like nothing he's ever known before. Even people who are friendly look something like the Jolly Green Giant. No wonder our pets are especially afraid. What I suggest to many, many of my listeners is spend more time down at your pet's level. The more time the dog feels comfortable with you at a level that he's comfortable with, the quicker that relationship will be established. So don't always expect your dog to come up to you to make that eye contact. Get down on his level. It's good for you, it's good for them, and you'll have a much, much, much stronger relationship with your best friend. I'm Warren Eckstein.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
And now, another Staples business tip. Adding coffee to your break room can increase productivity in the workplace significantly.
Hello, Wilson, Watchman, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watchman, and Katie. May I help you?
And adding a lot of coffee to the break room.
Hello, Wilson, Watchman, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watchman, and Katie. May I help you?
Well, you do the math. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I'm on the farm, the murder capital of the world. I killed seven of them, Jennifer.
You got two more, Dougie?
At the bottom. No, I got seven in the last 2 or 3 minutes.
Oh my gosh, you had five before. What kind of house are you living in?
I hope so.
How do you get so many flies in your house?
This time of year, they're all coming in. It's 40 degrees at night.
I bet they come in your ears. They probably hatch.
Crawling my...
Thank you. Yeah,
I'll pass that one. Meredith would be happy. Well, I had some in my tea earlier.
Yeah, so they hatch in your tea and you take them, you have fly eggs.
Yeah, really. No,
How's that breakfast?
Do you have one of those tennis racket zappers? Because that's the best kind of
No, I don't. I have the old-fashioned fly swat. That's why
every
once in a while, you hear one of these things while I'm on the air, and that's me.
You know, this is more humane, Dougie.
Really? Pull off their legs? One at a time.
You don't do that. That's just mean.
It is. All right, let's get to the Inconvenient Truth. What was the name of Al Gore's book?
That was it.
Yeah, The Inconvenient Truths. The United Nations yesterday was the scene of turmoil. Lots of different problems being discussed. This week, a three-day meeting there. Everything is going to be solved, however.
Just none of the problems that are of value for us.
Right, exactly. So the president yesterday started out the session calling on the world to follow the United States, We are cleaning up our act. We're getting rid of emissions problems. Hand over fist. Things are so much better. He forgot one thing, however, that was pointed out by some of the observers to his speech. As he was talking about all the wonderful things that we're doing, he just forgot to slip in how much coal we are shipping overseas. The coal we don't want to burn here, the coal that comes out of the Appalachians that's soft and is really polluting, we don't burn it here. We sell it so it can be burned in other places like Africa, some of the areas of Asia, people in South America. So, we have a business there, and there are ways of cleaning up. There are ways of using the stacks to clean up the emissions that come from the coal. But we've chosen not to burn it here. For the most part, there's some places that burn it, but not a lot of places. Instead, we sell it overseas to kill other people. How's that for a good... Why don't we just send the coal to the Middle East and kill ISIS with the emissions from our coal? Why don't we do that? You think the Saudis would buy our coal? And given the fact that they have oil coming out of their ears, probably not. I don't know that you see too much coal being burned in the Middle East. Seems they have plenty of oil and natural gas. Not too worried about this. However, there are places, and you know what? I know this sounds cynical. Richie says today is my cynical day. Where do you suppose most of the soft coal that we don't want to burn here goes? Take a guess. Anybody want to guess?
China.
Nope.
China.
Nope.
Russia.
Nope.
The Middle East.
Nope.
Mexico.
Your house.
Nope.
My house.
Nope.
I give up.
Why don't you just tell us? Pretend we're flies and take this out of our misery.
There are. Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. This is for Jennifer.
Oh, jeez.
Got it. Okay.
Ow!
All right. So, there are, as you might imagine, in the third world countries, mostly in Africa, where they need electricity, or they at least try to provide electricity to the main cities. They don't have a lot of electricity out in the hinterlands. But there's electricity in Nairobi and Addis Ababa, and I always use those two because they were my two favorite spots when I traveled around the Horn of Africa. But you can come up with, just look at any of
the
countries.
That's my African cousin.
Yeah. So the reason that we don't talk much about this, or that nobody complains, is because the Africans are happy to get whatever they can get their hands on in order to create electricity. And this is cheap. So here we are speaking again out of both sides of our mouths, and I just wanted to point that out to you. Okay, you do what you want with the information. Help yourself, though, to a double standard. Meanwhile, other things being discussed, the Middle East, the problems of Ebola, Islamic radicalism, the 149 countries, I think, that belong to the United Nations. What about the other 50 countries? 192, I think, Kenny, isn't it? 192, 197, something like that. So where are the rest of them? How do the rest of them not belong to the United Nations? Wow. How can you exist in the world without belonging to the UN?
You probably missed out on the Groupon, I think.
Yeah,
that is
exactly.
Yeah. I thought it was Living Social.
Huh. It could have been.
All right, so the foreign minister from Norway said something that everybody should take away. We have complex challenges, so he says, unprecedented for decades. And he pointed out the situation with the international community trying to confront the four top-level humanitarian crises at the same time. Nobody is agreeing. We're all talking about it. I think this is important. We're all talking about it, but who's doing anything? The individual countries.
Leonardo DiCaprio, he was there yesterday.
Oh, is he? He was at the UN?
Mm-hmm.
Did he clap his hands?
He's working about global warming. He's their ambassador.
Really? Very good. Okay, so anyway, I'm just pointing out that, and it may sound a little, but Doug, if you're so smart, how would you fix all these problems? Well, I think that I'd want to have a little action as part of my conversation, wouldn't you, other than just bombing whoever it is that the latest target is today, the Khorasan group or the ISIS group or Al-Qaeda. Okay, so yeah, we're burning up a lot of daylight with missiles and bombs. But other than that, who are we actually getting? Every one of these attacks against the Islamists has netted more dead civilians than dead bad guys.
Actually, on this one, they said that they caught
one
textbook.
This last one.
What does that mean?
They were able to knock communication antennas off the tops of buildings without taking out the buildings.
Yeah.
So they're claiming that that they were able to kind of really surgically hit some of their targets this time.
Mm-hmm. Surgically hit them.
Yeah.
No, they have. I mean, they have the ability to hit anything. But in the meantime, how many civilians are they knocking off? Well, don't worry about them. They're just Middle Easterners. They're Muslims. Who cares?
What would you rather do?
Kill them off.
I think,
Smarty Pants?
You kind of got to take the fight there. Right. And I think that people know the hotbed areas that they need to get out of. So, you know what?
If you're hanging out there,
my grandma used to say, you hang out with doo-doo, you get some on you.
Exactly.
Well, what happens if you don't know even who these people are? We've all said can't tell by looking at them
They are. You didn't know that Osama bin Laden was living next door to you. You didn't know that the bomb makers of one of the most notorious terrorist groups is living in your neighborhood. Please.
Yeah, these people are highly protected. You would see something.
I would. Okay. So stay away from that.
If somebody moved next to your farm and they had 10-foot-high cinder block walls and strange people were going in and out all day, you would notice, right?
If they had a couple of dudes planted out in front of the compound with guns, you might know.
That's what they say about my place.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
You could walk right up to your place and walk in the door. You don't even lock yours. Pretty sure you're not hiding.
That's how all these damn flies get in here. That's it. Get another one. All right. So what else have we got going on? There are a lot of anti-addiction activists who have been active, Richie, in the nation's capital.
That's what activists do.
They get active.
They're active.
They're very active. I'm happy to have...
Yeah, which group is this and what are they...
There are two things going on in the District of Columbia that I want to cover before we have to pause, before we get to Jennifer and her television report. One of them has to do with the activists going to the Food and Drug Administration and suggesting that the leader of the FDA step down because his policies are contributing to an epidemic of prescription painkiller abuse. Letter yesterday aimed at FDA Commissioner Dr. Margaret Hamburg, suggesting that she, since she's been there in 2009, has allowed more of these painkillers to be approved, including a powerful new painkiller called Zohydro. And this all being done, if you look at the records, most of the approvals have come with doctors recommending against the approval. So basically what they're saying is because the drug companies do whatever they do, I don't know how much they contributed to the Obama administration or Obama campaign or other, whether Democrats, Republicans, whoever's on these various committees, the point that they're making is that all of these drugs are being approved when they aren't proven to be safe. There are too many of them. They're not well enough tested. And the only reason they're getting approved is because of financial contributions from the drug companies to politicians. Who thinks that's reality? Can you imagine something like that happening? My God. Anyway.
Wow, we need to put a little sugar in your tea.
Right. All right. Well, let's see if...
You're on it today, man. Keep going. Come on. What's next?
Next, District of Columbia City Council.
Yes.
Has passed a concealed carry gun bill.
All while biting their tongues.
Is that correct? Is that metaphor correct? A concealed carry gun bill? Is it a gun bill that allows concealed carry guns?
Yes.
That's what I thought. All right.
You're on top of it.
I am, Bridget. I'm trying to be on top of it as much as I can. Yeah. So that I can do my thing to allow my own thoughts to come out and encourage people to think for themselves as long as they agree with me. All right. Here's the report from the District of Columbia on this new gun bill.
If you ask D.C. residents at random what they think of making a new concealed carry law...
I don't think I support such a law.
No, I don't like the idea of concealed weapons.
Neither does the D.C. Council. That was clear in a two-hour-long breakfast meeting this morning. But after a federal judge struck down the city's no-carry law, the council figured it had to pass something to keep guns out of as many hands as possible.
We want to get the guns off the street that we currently have. We don't want to encourage more guns.
And the kind of person who gets a license is somebody who understands or respects firearms... and has the lowest possible risk of misusing that firearm.
Under the bill, permits will be issued at the discretion of the chief of police. No guns allowed in most public places and bars, and 18 hours of mandatory gun training. In debate this afternoon, Councilmember David Grasso said publicize the names of everyone with a concealed carry license.
Or you might have an issue with somebody, or maybe you're wanting to develop a relationship with somebody for the long term. You might want to know whether or not they're actually packing or carrying a pistol.
But the chairman...
I want to know if my girlfriend's carrying
the emergency bill went to a final vote.
I want to know. We've been dating for 6 months. Yeah, right. I want to go on the internet and see whether you carry a gun.
I
want to
see if Meredith's got a gun.
Are you packing or just happy to see me?
What an idiot. It's an interesting story in that the D.C. had a gun ban, a carry ban, and it got overturned. And they were like, all right, how do we blow this thing up? And they basically made it so that you have to jump through every single hoop that there is for anybody to be able to get a gun. And you can't take it anywhere near government property. You cannot take it into bars and restaurants. You cannot take it on the park grounds. So basically, you're allowed to do it at your house.
You can walk on your sidewalk.
Right, and your sidewalk.
Meredith just came in with her hands. You know how you do with the hands with a gun?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
If she carries, I worry about you, Dougie. Because,
really?
Yeah. Here's the question that I had listening
to. Yes, Rich, what's your question?
Hurry up. I'm driving around D.C. and it's all over D.C. Everybody's talking about it yesterday.
Uh-huh.
How many gun crimes, and I don't own a gun, okay? How many gun crimes are committed by people who are licensed,
legally owned,
trained,
uh-huh,
legally owned gun owners?
I don't know.
I would imagine not many.
I don't know that I've heard this statistic.
Yeah.
But I've got to think that most, especially in D.C., what's happening, all of these.
Wait a minute. Did you just kill a fly?
Yes.
Welcome to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the murder capital of radio.
That's right, and I did it without a gun.
13 before the hour. Jennifer updates Paula Deen's status in a moment here on Good Day.
Wow. GEICO's been saving people money for over 75 years.
75 years? Are you joking?
No. They've been around so long that the Dead Sea was still alive. GEICO's been around so long that rainbows were still black and white. They've been around so long that kids rode the school horse to school.
I thought you said you weren't joking.
Well, I wasn't joking about the 75 years.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
This is Doug Steffen asking you to take about 10,000 steps with the people on the Good Day program. Good Day is walking in the American Cancer Society Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk to help finish the fight against breast cancer. Visit our Good Day site or makingstrideswalk.org and sign up for any of the nationwide walks taking place. You'll get thank you goodies, but more importantly, you'll feel amazing knowing that raising as little as $20 can provide support for a woman facing breast cancer. We're also sharing stories of walkers on our Doug Steffen Good Day Facebook page. Share yours, and we might have to send you a big thank you from the Good Day team. Let's all make strides against breast cancer.
And now, another Staples business tip. Adding coffee to your break room can increase productivity in the workplace significantly.
Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you?
And adding a lot of coffee to the break room.
Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you? Hello, Wilson, Watson, and Katie. May I help you?
Well, you do the math. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and
what did you watch last night on television? A lot of new NCIS stuff going on, amongst other things. That's
I watched
not
The
as...
Voice.
Did you?
I did.
I watched a little bit of Dancing with the Stars while we were eating dinner.
Okay.
I don't understand that woman who's on with Bergeron. What planet did she come from?
Oh, Erin Andrews.
What is she doing there?
She's a sports reporter.
She's nothing. She's a vapid, empty, has nothing to say. And the English guy who needed to take a vacation after the show's been on for a week.
Oh, Len. Well, he flies back and forth between London and Los Angeles.
So what?
Well, I don't know, but he's like 8,000 years old, so he needs
to... No, he's not. He's not much older than I am.
like
well,
I
like
said.
You said.
Jinx.
Very cute. All right, so Paula Deen has a comeback plan, Jennifer.
I love Paula Deen. Yeah, 1 year after her meltdown on the Today Show, in which she insisted she wasn't racist and claimed she didn't know the N-word was offensive, she returned back to Today yesterday in an attempt to revive her career. She's now in the process of launching her own digital network, for which she recently bought all of her content from Food Network. So that's all hers now.
What does that mean, digital? That's just going to be online. There's not going to be anything
correct.
On cable or anything, right?
It'll be an online network, yeah. Mm-hmm. In addition to her old footage, she'll also have dozens of news shows, and she'll also try to rewrite history for herself, which I think good is good. And, you know, her kids are cooking, too, so maybe she'll have them involved as well.
Here, I actually have a little bit of that audio with her on the Today Show.
I love black people! I love black people!
She's also working on this documentary, which she wants to tell people she loves black people.
All right, come on, let's move on. Colin Farrell and Vince Vaughn, or Colin
yeah,
Farrell,
so,
both of them.
Colin, yesterday Colin I told you that Colin Farrell will be joining True Detective for season 2. Mm. Well, now it's confirmed he's got a co-star. Vince Vaughn will be joining him for that season. Yeah. Very cool. And just to annoy you, speaking of Dancing with the Stars, when Len goes on vacation, guess who's filling in for him, Dougie?
I didn't see that last night.
Kevin Hart from Kevin Ride Hart, Along. You
more,
love that guy.
He's more annoying than any of the rest of them. Yeah.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, Phil's Gang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to Phil'sGang.com, Phil'sGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show. He is, among other things, the country's foremost pet therapist. There's a radio program every weekend around the country called The Pet Show. He's written a number of books. The one I like the best is Memoirs of a Pet Therapist. So we'll hear from America's leading animal expert about pets being stolen and a new Facebook campaign, among other things. Warren Eckstein joins us in just a moment here on the Good Day program.
What if just a minute of your time could help grant a wish for a child with a life-threatening medical condition? Well, it can. During the month of September, Straight Talk Wireless is helping to raise $1 million for Make-A-Wish, one of the world's leading children's charities. And you have the power to help make more kids' wishes come true. The best part is, All it takes is a minute of your time. Just go to a participating Walmart this Saturday or any Saturday in September from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Take a Straight Talk wireless demo, and Straight Talk will donate $1 towards our overall goal of $1 million to Make-A-Wish. That's it. Every dollar raised will be used to help grant wishes for kids in your community. Kids say wishes give them strength to fight their illness, and parents say these experiences help strengthen the entire family. Now that's wish power. So come on, head over to Walmart this Saturday and learn about Straight Talk. Use your wish power and help make more kids' wishes come true. Give a minute, help make a wish.
My wish is to hear from Warren Eckstein, and like all good children, I've been very good to my dog this week, Warren. Charlotte has had a good week. She's been full of lots of she's been, even though she can't see, there's something about whatever it is when we're all together that excites her. So she can't hear, actually, either, but we've got lots and lots and lots of steam.
But she feels, Doug, she feels. That this sixth sense dogs and other animals have. We have it, too, but it's inhibited in people.
Yeah, I think you're right about
here's
that.
An interesting stat for you. 48% yes. of female dog owners rely more on their pets than a spouse or child for affection, while 38% of male pet guardians feel the same.
All right, so female dog owners, you're not talking about owners of female dogs, you're talking about women who own
about
dogs.
Women who own dogs, who own dogs.
All right, that's a very interesting stat.
More than their child or their spouse.
I understand that.
I get it.
Necessarily in the case of me, but I understand it. Okay, let's talk about some dangers. This is a word to the wise. The word to the wise is the fishing department. If you are out of town and you leave your dog at home and somebody's going to take care of the dog once or twice a day, you may want to rethink that, right?
Absolutely. There are over a million dogs stolen every year in this country, a stat that most people are unaware of. And quite honestly, I have a dog person that takes care of my dogs, but the bottom line is when she goes to the house, she's out in the yard with the dogs, and when she's not
the
there,
same
the
one takes care of Charlotte, right?
Exactly, yeah. Marie. And she's absolutely phenomenal. So you have to be really, really careful about that. And, you know, the bottom line is a lot of people just assume that if the dog's in the backyard and they have a 6-foot fence, he's safe. But lots of times the people will go to a neighborhood, they'll hop the fence, they'll steal the dog, there's no lock on the gate, so you got to really, really be conscientious. Treat your dog or your pet like a child, because to most people, that's what they are.
Okay, there's a new Facebook craze called dog spotting. How is that working?
I just heard about this morning. It's called dog spotting, and what they do is they recommend that people go out, take pictures of dogs. They can't belong to them or any of their friends or relatives.
Any random dog.
Take a picture, post it on this dog spotting Facebook page, and then other people on that page will vote in terms of what they think about it. I don't know if there's any prizes or what, but it sounds like a fun
thing
to do.
So is this something anybody can set this up, right?
I assume anyone can set
up. So I could set up a cow spotting page.
I'm sure you'll get millions of hits.
Maybe everybody in the world likes. Well, in India, I'd get a lot of hits.
I'm a cow fanatic. There isn't a cow that I pass that I don't kiss.
Well, there are some cows that are more kissable than others. We had a nice last night. I brought some cows back from another farm, and it was way past dark. And I had Meredith open the gate, and we. Let the cows out, and we closed the gate, and this nice, beautiful cow came up, and she just put her head on the top of the fence, and we were patting on her head and scratching her neck, and she's
kissing. You're such a cute little dinner.
I'm going to tell you my favorite cow kiss of all time. Here's my favorite cow kiss at all times.
Yeah?
Right? I've been kissed by a lot of cows.
Yeah?
You might know better than me. It was a cow from Scotland, I believe, and it was really hairy.
Highlander.
A Highlander.
Scottish Highlander.
I fell in love. In other words, another kiss I would have proposed.
Well, they have long horns, and that could get in the way of whatever kissing you're doing.
I wasn't having like this long romantic kiss. It was a quick kiss.
If you've ever seen a longhorn, the kind you see in the advertisement for Outback Steakhouse, a longhorn steakhouse, the Scottish Highlander has the same really wide, full horns that are pretty dangerous.
Beautiful, beautiful.
But they are very beautiful. Yeah, they're beautiful. They're pretty docile for having the horns the way they do.
Why he kissed me back.
Yeah, he kissed you back?
I mean, she kissed me back.
Wait a minute. That's a whole different story.
You know, when it comes to a cow, I don't care.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening.
Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.